When it comes to weight management, we tend to focus on what we eat, but Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. That's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up today.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from Pitchables.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is August 4th, and yes, we are going to talk about baseball. Do you have PL Plus? No, get out of here. This is just for PL Plus members. Thank you all so much for supporting what we do. Gerrit Cole, man, 6 innings, 6 earned runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks, but he earned a golden goal with 23 whips and a 40% CSW. What happened here? He allowed 3 home runs to the Mariners in the first inning, and then he didn't do anything else the rest of the game. He was amazing after that. Oh boy. I'll put it this way. There's a lot of talk about Gerrit Cole. Oh, the sticky stuff changed him and everything. No. Clearly not. 40% CSW, 23 whiffs. It's the fact that he can't get out of the first inning and he has a bit of a home run problem. That's it. And there's a little bit of inconsistency here and there. As a fantasy manager, you got to roll with it. This is a good buy low. If someone sees like a 370 ERA and they're just like, I'm done. Give me, I don't know, someone in tier two. Give me Max Fried or something. Like, yes, all day. I'll trade Max Fried for Gerrit Cole moving forward last final 2 months of the year. It's an anomaly. It's a weird moment. It's a blip. Like, I know you've been dealing with these blips all year, but really the odds are in your favor that he'll be good the rest of the way. Sandy Alcantara, 9 innings pitched, 0 runs, 6. It's 1 walk and 3 Ks. The absolute opposite, really, of just 3 strikeouts. As his changeup and slider weren't as good as they normally are. They should be lower down and they weren't. And he hung a good amount of pitches. And it did look like he kind of struggled a little despite cruising through this. I mean, the Cincinnati Reds, I think, are just that bad. Jose Urquidy against the Red Sox. 7 innings, 0 runs, 2 hits, 0 walks, and 10 Ks. I led with him with the YouTube video. And I loved the command. It was insane. 4 seamers up and in, changeups down and away. Good sliders. The whole thing was working well, and I hope that the BABIP does go in his favor moving forward. But with that command, the guy is in rhythm, and just keep going with this. This is great. Chris Bassett against the Nationals. It's Natty Light. Everything is okay, but I don't really think that Bassett was too amazing. You know, he just did well against the poor Nationals lineup. Charlie Morton against the Phillies. He did everything you want to see. He's been alternating between bad and good and bad now good. Hopefully he continues on this stretch. But I kind of wanted to give him Aces Gonna Ace, then I realized, wait, 2 of his last 3 starts are really bad. So we'll see. Julio Urias does deserve Aces Gonna Ace, absolutely. The heater was above 94 again, 94.4. Remember, it was 94.6 before, which got me so excited. 20% swing strike rate on that 4-seamer. A lot of strikes with the curve. I'm surprised you focused on the change. That wasn't very good here. This was against the Giants. Got the win. Feel very excited about Julio Urias. He should be in Tier 3 next week. Zach Wheeler against Atlanta. 7 innings, 1 run, 5 hits, 0 walks, 7 Ks. Ace is going to ace. Wonderful to see him at 96 as opposed to the sub-95 that we saw last time. Martin Perez cannot be stopped. 9 strikeouts against the Orioles. 10 of 44 whiffs on the changeup. It's unreal how good his command is. This is like the best Vargas role I've seen in a long time. And I cannot wait for him to be overdrafted next year. Blake Snell against Rocky Road. It was against Rocky Road, but 9 strikeouts, 0 walks, 1 run, 6 innings, and just 1 changeup. 67% strikes in the heaters is all you need to see. Wonderful stuff. Hopefully this is the run that is akin to last year. Lance Lynn against the Royals, 6 innings, 1 run, 4 hits, 0 walks, 8 Ks. The great news here is that the velocity was up to 93.6. I remember last 3 years really have been 94, and the worry was that he was down to 92 and change. Now it's 93.6. So good to see that. I'm very excited about this. I hope it sticks here now for Lance Lynn, and we're cruising through the rest of the way. James Caprillion, otherwise known as Jimmy Hat. 5.1 innings, 1 earned run, at 6 hits, 1 walk, 4 Ks against the Angels. He's a Toby now, and he'll get them again next week, and I kind of say that's fine. Kyle Bradish against the Rangers had 7 whiffs on his 4-seamer, which is a little surprising considering that cut action. He didn't get his breakers working too well, but if he does get them moving forward with that good fastball command, this could work. 5 innings and 1 earned run against the Rangers yesterday. Hopefully it does continue for him, but I'm still not leaning into it yet. Joe Ryan went against the Tigers. His secondary stuff was not really there. About 80% four-seamers is insane. The same issues are there, but this was against the Tigers, and that's why he did so well. Hope he can go against the Tigers all the time, but he can't. It's the Dodgers next. I'm terrified of that, considering that the secondary stuff is not there. So be careful. Jalen Beeks opened for Ryan Yarbrough, who went four innings and one earned run and one strikeout, but he got the win because of that. If that's your game plan, go ahead. I mean, it was against the Jays, so props to you, Friday Pirate. Shane Bieber against the Diamondbacks. Ace is going to ace. Cutter usage up to nearly 30%, which is kind of interesting. Good to see him at 92 as opposed to 90 and change on the fastball. It's not 93, 94, but I'll take that. Shohei Ohtani against the Athletics. 5.2 innings, 2 earned runs, 7 hits, 1 walk, and 7 strikeouts against Oakland. Not as pristine as we have seen. He allowed a home run to Sean Murphy. I wish the fastball and splitter were better. This is really a showcase of how good that slider has been. It's just carried him once again. He also left with a mild forearm cramp. He's playing today, so it should be fine. And obviously, you're going to start him moving forward. T-Lex, that is Tyler Alexander, went against the Twins. 5 innings, 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 5 strikeouts. This was a birthday party. Do not read into this. Yusei Kikuchi's fastball command was horrendous against the Jays. He lasted 4 innings, 2 runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, and 5 Ks. Yeah, no, I'm not in anymore. Freddy Peralta against the Pirates, 3.2 innings, 2 runs, 4 hits, 2 walks, 3 Ks. Very disappointing. 8 whiffs. He wasn't there yet. I think he needs maybe another start or two to get back into it. Hopefully he's allowed to go more than 67 pitches next time, maybe around 75. He gets the Rays next. I think that's okay. You can still start this because he should be better than this. Luis Castillo against the Yankees, 6.2 innings, 3 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, 8 Ks. What he didn't mention in the roundup was a little bit of a careful Icarus in that 7th inning. But he looked pretty good. The slider was excellent. The changeup wasn't. Feel good about Castillo. He might just go 6 and go 1 and run this time against the Yankees. So I think you're fine in the questionable start here. Starting Castillo again and then should be really good with him after that. Alex Cobb against the Dodgers gave you a poor quality start. 6.1 innings of 300 runs, but 4 hits, 3 walks, and 8 Ks. And against the Dodgers, that's pretty dang good. And now he gets the amped up Padres, and I'm not really into that. I'm glad to see the splitter is working, but I don't know. I feel like it's another risky proposition. Mike Minor against the Marlins. 5.1 innings, 300 runs, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 6 strikeouts. Yeah, no, we're not going after my Minor right now. Brady Singer fought the rain and his command and the whites. It's just the whole thing was not good. Keep in mind, the weather being weird. Fine, maybe he can bounce back against the White Sox again next week. Not for me, really. Tommy Henry made his MLB debut. He throws about 90, 91 or so. Not too impressive. I kind of love his mechanics, but don't chase this. Anibal Sanchez, no way. Rich Hill, no way. Tyler Beede, no way. And Chad Kuhl, no way. Looking forward to today, tomorrow, and this weekend, because that's what we do on Thursdays. Justin Verlander, Joe Musgrove, Brandon Woodruff, Clayton Kershaw, Alec Manoah, and Kyle Wright are for today. Pretty obvious stuff. Alec Manoah is going today because Ross Stripling went in the IL, so they pushed up all their starters. So they can do that. And at the Twins, not as ideal as you want. But it's good to know that after leaving the last start with a comebacker of some kind, he's okay to go. That's great news. Probable start is Jeffrey Springs, Noah Syndergaard, Marcus Stroman, and Carlos Carrasco. Springs gets the Tigers. Syndergaard against Natty Light. Marcus Stroman against the Cardinals and Carlos Carrasco against Atlanta. It's all pretty clear there. Questionable starts here. Jose Quintana debuts for the Cardinals against the Cubs. You do that. Johnny Cueto against the Rangers. You do that. Paul Blackburn against the Angels, it's a decent Toby start. Nick Pivetta maybe against the Royals. Jansen Junk against the Athletics is the stream pick of the day. I don't love that at all, but also it's the Athletics, and Jansen Junk just struck out 8 against the Royals, even though the Royals really blame it on the Royals for that one. I don't love it, but yeah, I got to pick somebody. There's also Sonny Gray in among all of this. I have him in the middle against the Jays. I think it's a little safer with Paul Blackburn, but then again, the ceiling is higher with Sonny Gray. And the do not start tier, Zach Plesac, Chris Bubich are really the only ones to consider. Maybe Kyle Freeland at San Diego, but no way. Like, all this is bad. Don't do this. Plesac maybe can make it work with changeups and sliders, but oh gosh, I don't want to do this. The Red Sox aren't looking so pretty, though. Maybe Bubich can do that, but don't do any of this. You have Zach Thompson, Drew Hutchinson, Paul Espino, Cole Ragans making his debut against the White Sox. You don't want to do it. And Jacob Junis against the Dodgers. Not only is he captaining wise, but that can be just very, very dangerous. Tomorrow's starting pitchers, Dylan Cease, Robbie Ray, Pablo Lopez, and Framber Valdez lead the way. Cease gets the Rangers, Ray against the Angels, despite twice against the Astros doing poorly. This is the Angels, and you do that. Pablo Lopez might not go. It might be someone else on Friday. Pablo Lopez going Saturday and Luzardo on Sunday because they might want an extra day for Luzardo coming back off the IL, so keep that in mind. Probable starts here, Nestor Cortez, Tyler Walker, and Corey Kluber. Two really nice starts for Cortez and Walker against the Cardinals and the Atlanta. Well, not really so nice. It's not overwhelmingly so then they'd be in the top tier. While Kluber gets the Tigers, and that's really, really nice. Questionable start here, Tony Gonsolin. Might surprise you to see that, but it's against the Padres, and I think the Padres are just cooking right now with Soto and Bell and the momentum there, and Drury too. Patrick Sandoval against the Mariners, and he's just been kind of too cherry bombish, and I put him in the questionable start tier for that. Eric Lauer, Josiah Gray, Tyler Malley, Sean Manaea, and Jose Barrios. And all of those guys are big names, but I don't really quite know where we're at. So Eric Lauer is a bit of a cherry bomb. So is Josiah Gray. Malley gets the Jays, Manaea against the Dodgers, and Barrios against the Twins. Order them however you want. Manaea just had his best start I've seen all year. And now it's the Dodgers. It's not fair. The final five of this tier are Dean Kramer against the Pirates, Kyle Gibson against Natty Light, Justin Steele against the Marlins, Mitch Keller against the Orioles, and Madison Bumgarner against Rocky Rhodes. They all have the wonderful matchups, but they're just not that high quality of pitchers. Madison Bumgarner also coming off of his worst start of the year as far as ability. I mean, 90 miles per hour, just things were just bad here. But it's Rocky Road. You have Dean Kramer, who I know has not really been that consistent lately, but I think he still has the talent to take advantage of a very bad Pirates offense, while Kyle Gibson kind of is just a cherry bomb regardless of opponent at times, but is Natty Light. In the do not start tier, I could see people going for either Germán Márquez or Josh Winkowski. Germán Márquez is on the road against the Diamondbacks, and he's had his curveball, and this might be the only start I would ever consider Germán Márquez, but I just couldn't put him in the third tier. Josh Winkowski is a win chance against the Royals, but man, I don't really want to do that. Greinke against the Red Sox on the other side, maybe. Ian Anderson is a cherry bomb against the Mets. Glenn Otto against the White Sox, about to go to Hudson, but the Yankees. Chichi Gonzalez against the Rays, Robert Duggar against the Brewers, and Kirk McCarty, essentially a bullpen game for the Guardians against the Astros. Looking forward to Saturday and Sunday. I don't have those ranked, so I'm just going to go team by team. Austin Voth against the Pittsburgh Pirates is a very sneaky Saturday start. Voth has the opportunity, I think, to go 5+ here and could maybe do something decent. He's going to be in do not start here, but not so bad. Nathan Eovaldi's velocity has been so down, and I know he did well against the Astros, but it's like 94 right now. I'm worried, even though it is the Royals, fine. It's going to be like top of questionable. Domingo Germán against the Cardinals, don't really love it. I think he was tipping a little bit against the Mariners. I don't like that one, but bottom of questionable, I guess. Shane McClanahan against the Tigers, have mercy. So I quote Jesse from Full House. Mitch White against the Twins, do not start. Michael Kopech against the Rangers, top of questionable. He had his velocity back, but I don't know if that was just a Dennis. Kyle Quantrill against the Astros, no way. Garrett Hill, no thank you against the Rays. Daniel Lynch could actually be kind of sneaky. I think he did well last start, but I don't know if his slider command was actually as good as I want it to be, and neither was his fastball against the Red Sox. The Red Sox, I think, are... I don't know. I saw Jose Urquidy go, and how much he just demolished them. Maybe it was just more Urquidy's command, but I think the lineup isn't that strong. We'll see. Dylan Bundy against the Jays, no way. Luis Garcia against Cleveland is a probable start. Chase Silseth hasn't locked in, but it's also a doubleheader here with Reed Demers as well against the Mariners. Reed Demers, to me, is a probable start right now. Chase Silseth, I think, is do not. Adam Aller, no thanks, against the Giants, but don't rule it out if he needs some possibility of a win here. Chris Flexen against the Angels is a questionable. So is George Kirby. I actually might even put that as a probable for George Kirby, but then again, his pitches are kind of limited. It's top of questionable. Dane Dunning against the White Sox is a do not start. I don't really love Dane Dunning. Max Fried against the Mets, auto start. Jacob DeRizzi, nah, do not start, even though I do like where he's at. The Mets are too good. Too much of a floor. Too low of a floor. Pablo Lopez against the Cubs, if that does happen, if it's like Neidert on Friday, that is a do not start. You have Max Scherzer and David Peterson against Atlanta. Auto start for Scherzer. Peterson is a questionable because the slider has just been that good. Ranger Suarez against the Nationals is a probable start. I think he's been in such good rhythm. The Nationals are terrible. Patrick Cormier, do not start. Adrian Sampson against the Marlins. I don't want to do it. Nick Lodolo is a probable against the Brewers. Aaron Ashby is a probable on the other side. I like Lodolo more than I do Ashby there. Then again, the Reds are that bad and on the road. Oh, that's really close. I think I'm still going to favor Lodolo. JT Brubaker against the Orioles. I think you just don't chance it with coffee cakes these days. Jordan Montgomery is going against the Yankees, and in this cruel cruel showcase of fate. That's so cruel, man. I think it's a do not. I wouldn't do it. Merrill Kelly gets Rocky Road. It's a probable start. And Kevin Arcia, it's an auto based on the role he's on. Antonio Sensatella at the Diamondbacks. I don't care. Andrew Heaney, he's limited to about 75 pitches, and he goes against the Padres. There's an argument to be made that this is a do not start because of that. Mike Clevinger is the bottom of questionable, and Carlos Rodon is an auto start. I don't know what I'm going to do with that Andrew Heaney one. I might put it at the bottom of questionable. I prefer Mike Clevinger because he has a higher ceiling and also a tough start against the Dodgers. Spencer Watkins against the Pirates is a questionable start, bottom of it. Same as Cutter Crawford against the Royals. Frankie Montas is an auto start against the Cardinals for the Yankees in his debut. I can't wait for that. Drew Rasmussen is an auto start against the Tigers. I think so. I mean, guess the top of probable. Auto start Kevin Gausman against the Twins. Yes, the Twins, I don't care. Probable start for Giolito against the Rangers. Yeah. Velocity was up last time. Tristan McKenzie against the Astros. I think it's still probable. Maybe top of questionable. We'll see. Probably top of questionable. I prefer Giolito against the Rangers. I think the McKenzie against the Astros. Yeah. Matt Manning, no way. Good to see him coming back, but no. Brad Keller against the Red Sox, no thanks. Same with Chris Archer against the Jays. Christian Javier is a auto start, I think, against the Guardians. Tucker Davidson making his debut for the Angels. He was what was dealt in that Raziel Iglesias start or trade to the Braves. No thanks against Seattle. There, keep an eye on him for as a possible Toby if it gets more regular starts, which it looks like he will. Cole Irvin against the Giants is a top of probable. You have Marco Gonzalez against Angels right underneath Cole Irvin. You have Spencer Howard, no thanks. You have Spencer Strider against the Mets. Honestly, you just auto-start the dang man right now. Jesus Luzardo against the Cubs is a probable. Jacob DeGrom, duh. Aaron Nola against the Nationals, auto-start. Corey Abbott against the Phillies. It's DeGrom against the Braves, but doesn't matter. Keegan Thompson against the Marlins, no thanks. He just got rocked. Hunter Green against the Brewers in Milwaukee, top of questionable. He's a cherry bomb. Corbin Burns against Cincinnati, duh. Bryce Wilson against the Orioles, no thanks. Adam Wainwright against the Yankees, bottom of questionable. He did well against the Jays. Like, I don't want to forget that. But man, that's tough. Zach Davies hosting Rocky Road, I don't care. I'm not doing it. Jose Ureña against the Diamondbacks, no thanks. Even though it's on the road, I don't care. Tyler Anderson, oof. Bottom of questionable against the Padres. I prefer it over Andrew Heaney from the previous day because at least he's not as capped, but still don't like that. Yu Darvish at the Dodgers, I think, is a probable ace is going to ace kind of thing right now, right? Just got to do it. And Logan Webb against Oakland is an obvious auto start. Good luck this weekend, everybody. And so sorry about yesterday's missing yesterday's podcast. Things happen. But thank you all so much for sticking around. And that's going to do it. So my name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.